With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. A tornado touched down and crossed an interstate in Texas overnight, causing damage and possible injuries as scattered severe storms move through the Lone Star State and Oklahoma. Forecasters had issued tornado and severe thunderstorm warnings this weekend for parts of both states. The Denton County Twister caused damage to homes, power lines, and trees. There's also an excessive heat warning issued for South Texas, where the heat index forecast to approach 120 degrees over the weekend. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukraine's President Zelensky says the Ukrainian military has regained control of the Kharkiv region.
Zelensky's announcement appeared to be clashing with those made by Russian officials. Russian news reported that Viktor Vodolatsky, a member of Russia's parliament, said Russian forces now controlled more than half of the town of Vovchansk, which is 3 miles inside the border of Kharkiv. The Russian push is shaping up to be Ukraine's biggest test since Moscow's full invasion, with outnumbered and outgunned Ukrainian forces being pressed at the front line. Ukraine's problems have been mounting in recent months as it tries to hold out against Russia, and the war appears to be at a critical juncture. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Aid trucks have begun entering Gaza from southern Israel through a new agreement to bypass the Rafah crossing with Egypt after Israeli forces seized the Palestinian side of it earlier this month. The prosecution and defense in the criminal trial of former President Trump both rested their cases in New York this past week. After sitting in for a few days, Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz tells the Salem Radio Network he believes the White House is involved.
This DOJ official is sitting just feet away from President Trump, who is ahead of Biden in 5 out of 6 swing states. So that really jumped out at me as well.
This is SRN News. Most evangelical Christians don't think the label is political.
According to a new poll from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, only 2% of evangelicals say the term is defined by a specific set of political beliefs. This despite the fact that the mainstream media uses evangelical as exactly that, the label for a particular segment of the U.S. electorate. The survey also finds that more than one-third of evangelicals think the term is misused, and another third aren't really sure what it means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota lawmakers have failed to pass a state equal rights amendment that would have enshrined abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state constitution. A compromise to legalize sports gambling also failed to cross the finish line by the deadline. Authors of the Minnesota ERA opted not to include the word abortion, which critics called a deceptive move. This is SRN News. Workers are still at it, restoring a legendary French cathedral.
The cross at the apse of Notre-Dame de Paris, which survived the devastating 2019 fire, has been reinstalled atop the cathedral's framework after a meticulous restoration by artistic ironworkers from Normandy. The imposing cross, spanning 12 meters and weighing 1.5 tons, is the only element of the choir roof that resisted the flames. Approximately 250 companies and hundreds of craftsmen, architects, and professionals have contributed to the ongoing restoration project aiming for the cathedral's reopening on December 8, 2024. Keith Peters reporting.
The death toll from a massive fire in an amusement park in western India is up to 16, but there are fears it could go higher. Cause of the blaze in the state of Bhupendra Patel is under investigation. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.